We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. A massive shift in consumer optimism between early October and early November. Joining me now to talk about the latest survey numbers on the Consumer Optimism Index from Investors Business Daily and Technometrica Market Intelligence is Terry Jones, Associate Editor at Investors Business Daily. And Terry, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Greg.
We've been talking about dismal numbers in this survey month after month after month, and especially in the latest economic downturn. But now a massive jump in just 1 month, the biggest one-month increase in the history of the survey, to reach actual optimistic territory of 50.8, with one of the components jumping almost a third from where it was before. What's going on here?
Well, it's a monster jump. There's no question about it. I mean, it's huge. You know, part of it, I guess, has to be end of the election relief. And perhaps a good chunk of it is people are a little reasonably more optimistic about the government actually doing something about what they perceive to be wrong with the economy, especially with the financial crisis.
But Terry, we should point out the survey was conducted October 27th to October 30th, so it was all done prior to the election. Yet when you look at that component, which saw the biggest jump, the six-month economic outlook for the nation, the most optimistic scores were among 18 to 24-year-olds, blacks and Hispanics, non-investors, and Democrats. So did the suspicion that they were going to see their side win on Election Day clearly drive up their numbers?
Yeah, that's very clear in those data. They were becoming increasingly confident, and of course, that confidence was borne out in the outcome of the election, and there's no question that those people who were energized by Obama have seen their confidence soar, I would say, in the last month, and have become much more confident about the outcome of the economy. But that said, this also happens against a backdrop of a number of other things, including a very steep decline in gasoline and oil prices. And as we've noted before in our talks, the consumer confidence numbers track energy prices very, very strongly. So that can't be dismissed as a major part of this as well.
That's certainly true, since every one of the 21 demographic groups all were in positive territory on their own personal financial outlook for the next 6 months. That was actually above 60, which is incredibly optimistic. At the same time, confidence in federal economic policies remains in the tank, although it's quite a bit better than it was last month percentage-wise, but it's still weighed down at 36. So even though a lot of people are excited that their candidate won, the gas prices are going down, they think their own personal outlook's looking pretty good, they're still not sure what to think of Washington, do they?
No, and I think the ongoing debates and the political disputes, which are to a large extent, in my opinion, quite healthy, sometimes are disconcerting to people. They view these things as, well, why are they arguing so much, and why can't they simply act? And the fact of the matter is, our nation advances by debate, and that's what's going to happen in Washington. There's always going to be that element, I think, in these readings. There's a certain degree which, during a political season or an election season, that people will find things are just not very satisfactory to them. And, we'll wait and see after Obama is inaugurated whether there's an improvement in the political atmosphere as well and in our numbers.
The last 30 seconds here, we talked about the optimism of those supporting Barack Obama for the most part. Republicans have traditionally been pretty optimistic in each of these components. Did they take a nosedive this past month, or are they still pretty optimistic?
No, they didn't. They're pretty optimistic, and I think they'll remain optimistic. It's kind of surprising to me that, the numbers reflect as much optimism as they have. That said, one thing I would warn with these data that we've released, as you mentioned, we had a slightly shortened period of polling, and it happened before the election. Not only did it happen before the election, but it happened before some of the more recent very negative data have come out. So it remains to be seen whether this 1 month big, very clearly strong gain is going to be held up in the next report.
Terry, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, thanks for your insight.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Terry Jones is Associate Editor at Investor's Business Daily. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Reminder to get the best of Dateline Washington on the web 24 hours a day, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.